After an intense and heated exchange between Dr. Rand Paul and Dr. Fauci, Dr. Rand Paul says he will be filing a criminal referral calling for an investigation of Dr. Fauci for lying to Congress. It's amazing. I listened to the exchange. Many of you may have seen the exchange between Rand Paul and Dr. Fauci, and it would seem that, yes, Dr. Fauci lied to Congress and is doubling down. Now, in this exchange, Senator Dr. Rand Paul, says to Fauci, would you like to retract your previous statement that the NIH did not fund gain-of-function research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology? And Dr. Fauci says, I will not be retracting this statement. Well, of course he's not going to. That would be an admission that he lied to Congress. So the only way for him out of this is to define his way out of this. Numerous experts up and down the chain said that research you're talking about, Dr. Rand Paul, is not gain-of-function research. Dr. Fauci lied. He lied. And this research that Rand Paul pulled up, wow, it sounds an awful lot like COVID. No, I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying that's the questions, that's one of the questions being brought up in this hearing. Rand Paul cited this document. It's a study from 2017 where they constructed viruses. They took animal viruses, modified them to be more transmissible and to be able to transmit to humans. And these were SARS-CoV viruses. So Rand Paul says, we're going to investigate and get to the bottom of this. Now in the paper, it actually says they received funding from the NIH. Perhaps, I suppose, Dr. Fauci could have said, that's not true. They did not receive funding from us, because my understanding is that the funding actually went to EcoHealth Alliance. But maybe that's not true either. The document itself says NIH. Well, let's take a look first. The news. Newsweek says Rand Paul seeks criminal investigation of Dr. Fauci after Senate tussle. Rand Paul has said he will push for a criminal probe into Dr. Anthony Fauci following his heated exchange with the infectious diseases chief at a Senate hearing on Tuesday. The Kentucky senator claims the infectious diseases chief lied before Congress about funding for a Chinese lab that some have linked to the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, I just want to stress again, I have the research pulled up. I'm going to show you. Let's not just take Senator Dr. Rand Paul, at his word. I will show you the actual study and what they say. Paul argues that the National Institutes of Health funded so-called gain-of-function research, a process involving enhancing a virus in a lab to study its potential impact in the real world at a lab in Wuhan. In a stern response, Fauci said, Senator Paul, you do not know what you are talking about. The National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases director also told the Senate during the research Paul referred to was judged by qualified staff up and down the chain as not being gain of function. Here's the way I phrase it, because I want to go through the news. I want to show you this, but just to put it simply, for people who might not follow, what does this mean? What is gain of function? Imagine if someone said robbery, robbing a bank is wrong. Okay, all right, we all agree robbing a bank is wrong. So a guy goes in and goes up to the teller, demands that money be put into his bag. And then he leaves. And so when this guy is on trial, they're like, you are being accused of robbing a bank. No, I did not rob a bank. That never happened. I simply went in and forcibly demanded money from the register or from the safe. And you're like, that's what robbing a bank is. No, it isn't. No, because I talked to experts who said that was just forcibly asking for money. You know, people actually try this. No joke. Defining their way out of crimes. There are people, I remember this growing up in Chicago, what they would do is they would beg. That's right. They would go up to you and be like, yo, let me get your money. Look, can I have your money? Come on. You know, let me see what you got. And it's really aggressive. And a lot of people just be like, oh yeah, here, take it. And then when the cops come, something really funny happens. The guy would be like, I did not force him or threaten him in any way. I simply said, can I have some money? And then the cop will ask the victim, did he ask you for the money? Well, yeah, but I was scared. The cop's going to laugh and be like, what does that have to do with it? Did he force you to give him the money or not? Well, he did ask. Okay, there you go. Bye-bye. Sometimes it doesn't work. You know, the cops aren't dumb. They'll be like, nice try, buddy. But if the person admits that they were asked for money, what's a cop going to say? Panhandling? You're under arrest? Yeah, that's not robbery. They're going to say, NIH and NIAID, NIAID, have said that they supported grants to research viruses in bats and mammals, but had never approved any grant supporting gain-of-function research on coronaviruses that would have increased their transmissibility or lethality for humans. However, Paul doubled down on his accusations on Fox News, telling anchor Sean Hannity that under Fauci's leadership, the NIH funded the Wuhan lab and that he has at least tangential responsibility for the severity of the pandemic. I will be sending a letter to the Department of Justice asking for a criminal referral because he has lied to Congress. Bravo, good sir. Bravo, Senator Dr. Rand Paul. He told Hannity, quote, "We have scientists that will line up by the dozens to say that the research he was funding was gain of function," Paul said, accusing Fauci of trying to cover his tracks, to cover his connection to Wuhan lab. Paul added that there is still some conjecture as to whether or not COVID came from the lab, but insisted Fauci was lying about funding gain-of-function research and should be punished. Maybe you have shared this video right here with one of your friends and family members or social media, and maybe they don't want to believe it. Maybe you watching this video are someone who says, Rand Paul is a liar. What if I show you the actual study, the actual paper from the Wuhan Institute of Virology, which says it was funded by the NIH and then explains how they constructed viruses to be more transmissible, to be able to infect humans. I'm shocked by this. I got to be completely honest. You know, the exchange between Rand Paul and Fauci was lawyer-esque. It was very cut and dry. Yet I see comments, which clearly must be propaganda efforts, where they say that, you know, on Reddit, one person was like, you know, Rand Paul is only trying to defend his party because blah, blah. Whoa. Slow down a minute. That's what they were saying. Only trying to defend his party. I'm like, Rand Paul is a libertarian. He's only sort of a Republican. And he's the one who actually, he drafted the Breonna Taylor bill, the no-knock warrant bill. Rand Paul is a libertarian, the son of Ron Paul. He's not here to defend the Republican Party. It's one of the only reasons I really like the guy. But, you know, sometimes he does, for sure. I'm not going to pretend like, you know, it's never going to happen. They want to say Fauci gave a robust defense on Tuesday to Paul's claims. He told the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee, "I totally resent the lie you are now propagating, Senator." Ooh. You see, Rand Paul did not directly accuse Fauci of lying. He simply said, "Lying is a crime. Would you like to retract your statement?" Fauci is saying definitively Rand Paul is lying. "Those viruses are molecularly impossible to result in SARS-CoV-2. There it is. Okay, sure. But did you fund gain-of-function research? Yes. I can show it. You're implying that what we did was responsible for the deaths of individuals. If anybody is lying here, Senator, it is you." Newsweek has contacted the NIAID and Senator Paul's office for comment. In May, they say President Joe Biden called for the origins of the disease to be investigated and for a report back within 90 days. The most common theory is that the virus originated in animals, possibly bats, and was passed to humans. Fauci has been the target of Republican criticism over the Biden administration's approach to the pandemic. It has gained traction following the release of his emails, which have been interpreted by his critics as calling into question what he knew about gain-of-function research. Well, to put it simply, Dr. Fauci's emails have him saying, like, this thing that's happening, is that us? When the pandemic started, there was concern from Fauci that they were funding gain-of-function research, and therefore this may have been an accidental release of something they did. Welcome to the lies from the establishment. Now, I absolutely just love how it's so tribal. Democratic individuals, establishment left, whatever you want to call it, they're just like, "Meh, Fauci's our guy, so we'll defend him no matter what, even if it's extremely obvious the man is lying." Oh, and I will say it. I've read through this, and there's something interesting. Look, can I say, as a statement of fact, Dr. Fauci is lying? Technically, yes, but it's based on conjecture and semantics, and therein lies the problem. Dr. Fauci is trying to use a legal argument about what the definition of gain of function is, and his definition is slightly different. Bro, I don't care if your definition of robbery is slightly different. What's on the books? Well, therein lies the problem. Did he lie to Congress? No, I just thought that was something different. And actually, you know, that defense might actually work. I mean, think about it. If someone tells you that, you know, X equals one, and you genuinely believe it, and then you're in court and you're saying definitively, like, X equals one, like, what are you complaining about? And it's an issue of defining terms that are esoteric. Then they can be like, you are incorrect, sir. X actually equals 2. And say, oh, well, I wasn't lying. I was just wrong. Well, I think Fauci's a liar. Check this out. This is from PLOS Pathogens. Discovery of a rich gene pool of bat SARS-related coronaviruses provides new insights into the origins of SARS coronavirus. November 30th, 2017. This is, I believe, the document that this is the same title that Rand Paul presented in this congressional hearing. The first thing I want to do, funding. This is right here, journals.plos.org. Okay. And this, I want to show you, this is on the level. NewsGuard certified. They say for some reason PLS doesn't label its advertising, but other than that, very, very credible. The website for the Public Library of Science's networks of 12 peer-reviewed academic journals that publishes research and news in medicine, biology, genetics, and other fields. Funding. This work was jointly funded by National Natural Science Foundation of China, China's mega project for infectious disease to ZLS, scientific and technological basis special projects to YZZ and ZLS, from the Ministry of Science and Technology of China, the Strategic Priority Research Program of the Chinese Academy of Sciences, the National Institutes of Health, NIAID, the USAID Emerging Pandemic Threats Predict Program. Okay. And then they say CAST Pioneer 100 Talents Program. And Wuhan Institute of Virology 135 Strategic Program. The funders had no role in the study design, data collection, and analysis decision to publish, or preparation of this manuscript. Notice, USAID and the National Institutes of Health, NIAID. Hey, who runs the NIAID? That's Dr. Fauci. Oh, so here's a paper where they're saying they received funding from the NIH. Now, what is gain-of-function research? Well, before we get into the paper, let me pull up good old Wikipedia to explain it to us. Now, granted, the neutrality of this article is disputed. Yeah, I know Wikipedia is not a good source. I'm not a big fan. But at the very least, if we're going to have some basis, we can use a left-biased source like Wikipedia. Okay, I really don't see anyone making the argument that Wikipedia is at least not. Like, no one's going to argue that Wikipedia is right-biased. You can argue it's neutral, it's fine, or it's left-wing. But you know what? Whenever we get a story and we want to like pull up Wikipedia because it's a general aggregation of citations, they say, oh, well, anybody can edit Wikipedia. That's true, too, and I often complain about it. But let's see what we got. Gain-of-function research is medical research that alters an organism or disease in a way that increases pathogenesis, transmissibility, or host range. The types of hosts that a microorganism can infect. The research is intended to reveal targets to better predict emerging infectious diseases and to develop vaccines and therapeutics. Okay. I love this. Let's read it one more time. Just, you know, it says to better predict emerging infectious diseases. Okay. What is this right here? The National Institutes of Health, NIAID, the USAID Emerging Pandemic Threats Program. It's so insanely obvious. This is gain of function research. Okay, let's break this down. Basically, what's happening is they've taken a virus, they have modified it. They want to see what happens if they do certain things. See what happens, right? Now, there's some technicalities here. I love this. I just love the manipulation of definitions. Let's scroll down here. Look at this. Look at all this science. Oh, geez. All this science. What does it say? Phylogenetic analysis. Oh, geez. Let's just keep scrolling down. Rescue of bat SARS COVID and virus infectivity experiments. And, you know, we're reading. Activation of activating transcription factor 6 by the ORF8 proteins of different bat SARS COVIDs. Oh, hold on. What is that? The introduction of the ATF6-dependent transcription by the ORF8 of SARS-CoV and bat SARS were investigated using a luciferase reporter in HeLa cells transiently infected. Okay, wait. Hold on. Yeah, I'm not a scientist. All right. I don't quite understand. Is that saying that they introduced specific things to this virus? You know what? I'm going to go ahead and just ignore that portion. You know what? Because I don't need to, because they have this. They literally have in their section, on materials and methods, construction of recombinant viruses. And they say, recombinant viruses with the S gene of the novel bat SARS-CoV-S and the backbone of the infectious clone. Let me make this a little bit bigger. You can read it better. They say, recombinant viruses with the S gene of the novel bat SARS-CoV and the backbone of the infectious clone of SARS-CoV, WIV1, were constructed using the reverse genetic system described previously. The fragments E and F were re-amplified with primer pairs, and then they go on to mention, you know, Gattaca, respectively. The products were named as fragments E's and F's, which leave the spike gene coding region as an independent fragment. B-Sol sites were introduced into the 3-terminal of the E's fragment of the 5-terminal of the F's fragment, respectively. The spike sequence of RS4231 was amplified with the primer pair. The S gene sequence was amplified with the primer pair, and they're naming genetics. The fragments E's and F's were both digested with BGLL and BSAL. The other fragments and bacterial artificial chromosome were prepared as described previously. Then 2 prepared spike DNA fragments were separately inserted into BAC with E's, F's, and other fragments. The correct infectious BAC clones were screened. The chimeric viruses were rescued and described previously. Look, I'll say this. You know what? To be fair, I'm not a researcher. I generally understand what the concept of, you know, the AGC, it's like genetic sequencing stuff, but I can't tell you what B-Sol and any of that stuff means. I can only tell you that in this study, it says construction of recombinant viruses. And they mention the chimeric viruses, how they inserted certain things into the virus. Doesn't that at least sound like, to a layman, that this is them modifying viruses? Yes. I don't know how else you describe this. Recombinant viruses with the S gene of the novel bat coronavirus and the backbone of the infectious clone were constructed using the reverse genetic system described previously. Okay. Maybe their argument is, we didn't modify a virus. We just looked at the sequence for one and then built a new one. And there you go. Does that mean this is gain of function research? Well, if they constructed new chimeric viruses, they could argue, look at this. Gain of function research alters an organism or a disease in a way. Did they alter this if they constructed it? Look. I'm sure there are many scientists who can tell me what they really did or didn't do, but let's operate under the assumption that Fauci funded the Wuhan lab to construct these viruses. In that instance, it sounds like a loophole. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I don't know if you ever see this. You ever drive down a city and you'll see just a wall, like the front of a building, and there's nothing behind it. So you notice this in Chicago a lot. You'll be driving down the street and you'll see the facade of a building. Just that front wall, a single layer of bricks and like a window frame and a door, and there's nothing else there. Why? Because the law states that if you leave at least one wall, then the building is the same building that it's always been, regardless of whether or not you've made dramatic changes. It just sounds like they found a clever way to do the work without actually falling afoul of the specifics of gain of function research. But I don't think it's fair to play this game where we can just look at the fact that they were constructing chimeric viruses to increase transmissibility and then pretend like that is not gain of function research. Now, here's what's interesting. We have this is an article from December 19th, 2017. NIH lifts funding pause on gain of function research. This is from NIH.gov. Interestingly, as Rand Paul pointed out, gain-of-function research was supposed to be shut down. It was paused. They weren't supposed to be doing it. But if you take a look at this document, this study, let's go back up to the top, you can see that the date is November 30th, 2017. So, perhaps the funding was still happening. Perhaps funding was made. Well, hold on. Let's read this article. They say, today, the NIH announced that it's lifting its funding pause dating back to October 2014 on gain-of-function experiments involving influenza, SARS, and MERS viruses. Now, hold on. That's the game. I'm sick of this stupid BS. They were what they were doing Rand Paul cites an expert who says this is the epitome of gain of function research. They were supposed to be shut down October 2014, not funding this stuff. So you're not going to play this game where you tell me that the funding made it there and then 3 years later they started working on this study. I don't buy it. What I think we're actually seeing is manipulation. At the very least, they did the research when it wasn't supposed to be, they weren't supposed to be funding it. They did it anyway, and they thought they were going to get away with it. And then what, a month or 2 months later, they said, oh, we're lifting that pause. Now we have this. It's from May 19th. Statement on misinformation about NIH support of specific gain-of-function research. Based on outbreaks of coronaviruses caused by animal-to-human transmissions, such as in Asia in 2003 that caused SARS, and in Saudi Arabia that caused MERS, NIH and the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease have for many years supported grants to learn more about viruses lurking in bats and other mammals that have the potential to spill over to humans and cause widespread disease. However, neither NIH or NIAID have ever approved any grant that would have supported gain-of-function research on coronaviruses that would have increased their transmissibility or lethality for humans. NIH strongly supports the need for further investigation by the World Health Organization into the origins of SARS-CoV-2 coronavirus, working with a cross-regional coalition of... Whoa. They say they've never approved any grant. You know... You see how they play that game? Okay, you didn't approve it. Did they take the money and use it for gain of function? Because the question is, if the NIH was giving funding to EcoHealth Alliance, who then gave the funding to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, is there not some responsibility for the NIH? Now, maybe it wasn't your intention for gain of function research to happen. But if they say this, I pull up these two statements to show you the contradiction in a sense. They say they've never approved gain. Look at this. Neither NIH or NIAID have ever approved any grant that would have supported gain-of-function research on coronaviruses that would have increased their transmissibility or lethality in humans. NIH lifts funding pause for gain-of-function research involving influenza, SARS, and MERS. What? If you never approved any of this stuff, why did you have to put a pause on it in the first place? Someone's lying and playing dirty games, and I don't think it's Senator Dr. Rand Paul. But of course... you get the leaders you tolerate, and you get the leaders that you vote for, and no one voted for Dr. Fauci. But are we going to see any real investigation? Do you think Senator Dr. Rand Paul is going to get anything out of this? Unfortunately, the answer is probably no. But something doesn't add up, right? Somebody's lying, and it seems like it's Dr. Fauci. I'll leave it there. Next segment's coming up at 1 p.m. on this channel. Thanks for hanging out, and I will see you all then.